Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Well, I have been looking forward to this day. My goodness, years ago, I said, I don't want to go on television. I opt live stream. And we set this thing up and we put in all the equipment possible and we got this thing to HD quality. We really moved in on this thing to set it up. Cameras, there's about 12 cameras watching me right now. And I've got my technical staff. There's people even mixing the sound that goes out over the internet of the band. It's a great effort of a team of people. But the only thing is the whole congregation is not here. But you're in church at home. Again, what Maud said, I don't want to repeat that. Very important. No cats, no dogs, no running through and noises. Please, you are now in a church service. Lord, I pray a blessing upon your word. I'm going to cut this thing very short today because tonight we continue. 10 o'clock, rebroadcast. And tonight there's another brand new at 6 o'clock broadcast. And we do the same thing again tonight. Church everywhere in Jesus Christ's name. Bless your word in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm going to talk about the power of the blood of Jesus. And if you're at home, say amen. I can hear that already. Amen. I can hear my technical staff and the band members saying that. Now, Hebrews 13 verse 20 says, may the God of peace, notice this powerful verse, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, how did he bring up Jesus from the dead? Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Do you know in the very first place, it was the blood of the Lamb that had all the power to raise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the dead. Now, I've been very interested in these visions, and I've been studying for more than 5 years the ancient manuscripts of Hebrew and Aramaic and all the other things that go together with that, and ancient other manuscripts about the Talmuds, the Babylonian Talmuds, and the book of Enoch, and all these things. I studied it. I studied particularly the language and the numerology and biblical mathematics, equidistant letter sequencing. And so we dived straight into numbers in scripture, gematria. It goes on in every direction. And we discovered what is very, very clearly a situation which has been known to by God and given, encoded to the people at the time of Moses, even written at the time of the golden calf situation at the mountain of God there in the wilderness. Now, we know now that there is the seed of the serpent and there is the blood of Jesus Christ. I want you to get a grip on this, because a lot of people go around, even my children, grandpa or dad, or they call me dad, the children. Oh, he must be careful now because he's over 70. Oh, I want to tell my children, they're watching me right now, cut it out. And for that matter, let me say one thing: death and life is in the power of the tongue. If you speak to me, speak words of faith, because we overcome. The Bible says in 1 John 5 verse 4, it says that this is the victory, even our faith. 1 Corinthians 4:13 says, we have the spirit of faith. For it is written, I believe, therefore I've spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. 1 Corinthians 4 from verse 13 to 14 and so on and so forth. Actually, the preceding verses are just brilliant. So we need to understand that we operate by faith and the blood covenant that gives the power of the entire relationship that we carry with God. Through the power of the blood, we come into unity with the living Christ. Now, you might as well say amen right there at home. And that's just a wake-up call. Just now, I'll tell you all, get up and stand up and then sit down again. Circulate that blood. We just continue. Don't fall asleep if you're still in bed. By the way, I'm praying for you if you sleep that late. All right. Now, furthermore, I want to tell you victory is through the blood of the Lamb. Revelation chapter number 12, verse number 10 says these words. It says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night. Now notice what he does. He accuses. Now Romans chapter number 6, 23, 24 says these words. It says, the wages of sin is death. Now, the law of Moses demanded perfection in obedience to some 613 laws that are listed there by Moses. Now, the book of James tells us if you stumble in one, you stumble in all. If you're guilty in one, you're guilty of all. They needed to bring continuous sacrifice to try and maintain this relationship with God. God was gracious out there in the wilderness. But now, once at the end of the ages, Christ, when the fullness of time had come, came and born of a virgin, the seed of the woman, and also the Holy Spirit coming over the Virgin Mary, Christ was born, the King of glory, and nothing in his blood contained the sin nature of the first Adam. So this is very important because you always need the male seed in order to procreate. So if you have chicken, if you have some chickens and there's no rooster, there cannot be a fertilization of the eggs, and therefore that those eggs would have nothing in them and they won't be able to produce chicken. So what happens the moment you have a rooster and there has been a connection with the seed of the male of that species, the moment that conception has taken place, the first thing that happens is blood appears in that egg. But in the case of the Virgin Mary, and I want to say once again, this woman by the name of Mary, the Holy Spirit came upon her. It was God touching her. I will put Genesis 3:15 enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. And the Afrikaans language says, that's powerful. He will destroy the works of the devil. Now, the book of Hebrews chapter number 2:14 says, inasmuch then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise partook of the same. This is good. Very good. That through death he, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of God, Son of David, born of the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary. His blood is the blood of God and speaks forever and ever. By one sacrifice, he forever perfected all those who believe in him. Oh, I'm so glad we got ready for all of this long time ago. This is the day that we are saying we're ready for it and we are providing a service now for free to the body of Christ, and you just see that you support your own church. Hallelujah. Praise God. And furthermore, we thank God for everything and all the blessings on the people. I'm going to pray for you just now. And then it says he accused them day and night before God. And he has been cast down. That's Revelation 12, 10, verse 11. It says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Notice this. Accusation of the serpent, the old dragon, which is Satan. And then immediately they overcame. That means subdue, to be victorious over, or to conquer, or to overcome. It's the Greek word dikaio. And it means literally to wipe him out and to break his power. Listen, this world is gripped in the spirit of fear. And you know, fear has torment. But if you have faith, you overcome. And the faith comes through the power of the blood of Jesus, resurrection power in your whole system. And if you have faith, it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1, 16, 17 tells you that the just shall live by faith. And so we live, the word is live by faith. The word number two is covenant in the blood of Jesus that empowers this entire word of God. And therefore, we have faith and we do what we ought to do and we overcome. I'm not walking around and say, oh, did you hear the latest news? No, give me the good news and give a double portion, my friend. I don't operate. I limit myself very much to worldly news, because I don't want to be intoxicated by that negative. It brings like a negative atmosphere. People run around, oh, did you see this? Oh, you know, I'm already going, you know, they do these things, they're already imagining themselves straight into it, and the devil says, I will oblige. You see, fear is spiritually supported. But faith is Holy Spirit supported. If you have faith in the Word of God, you're an overcomer. And you know why you're an overcomer? Because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now there you have in it, and of course we talk about the full armor of God as well. If you take on the full armor of God on a daily basis, you pray. As you pray, say, Lord, now starting with the head and going downwards, then the shield of faith afterwards, you say, I put on the helmet of salvation. Let me go out here that I can stand over here and I could say, you could see the helmet of salvation wherewith I can now have a protection of my mind. There, Lord, set a guard before my mouth and keep watch at the door of my lips, because what I say is a decree that the devil can use right against me. But if I speak out the word, from the abundance of my heart, I have my verses of faith. I'm pouring with the word. I'm quoting the word. The devil doesn't like the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, gird my loins with the truth, shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That's right now from the head to my toes. Then take up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. The shield of faith, I'll quench every fiery dart of the enemy. I don't fear something that I don't even see, that's called a virus. That virus is not more powerful. Listen to me today. Please listen to me. Pray, obey. There's no virus is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I got the bands to listen to me and a couple of pastors that are here this morning. But you guys that are here, give the Lord a praise offering. Amen. Yes, that's it. So I want you not to be gripped by fear, but by the spirit of faith. I want you to go, and yes, we honor our government. Definitely we do. And the Bible says in the book of Romans that we are to be subject to the authorities that have been placed over us, because there's no authority except it is of God. Therefore, whoever resists authority resists God, and then also will cause himself to be persecuted and to be punished. So therefore, we work with the government in every respect, and we are obedient to the word of God, but we impart the spirit of faith. And people walking around, oh, did you hear now? You know, that guy's got symptoms. Symptoms. Don't compromise your immune system by smoking, drinking, intoxicating your system. Or cannabis or whatever you call it. Just call it anything. Rather be filled with the Spirit of God. Focus on your relationship with God. Man, I tell you right now, focus on your relationship with God on a daily basis. Oh, now, there is this verse. Now, I'm actually coming to the verse I want to talk about. So, you know, it's just like that. I'm so inspired about this whole thing, because I know we are leading, we're rising up in the sight of the devil. God gave three visions. I know exactly what to do. We're rising up and we say, devil, you stop right here. We build a hedge of protection around this country. We also, in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are right now, just agree with me in Jesus' name. We build a hedge of protection around the country, and we say this, that we pray that God would stop this virus from spreading, particularly to the poorest of the poor. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would build a wall of fire around this nation and its people, and the glory within each heart, that people be saved at a time like this. See, the time is coming that they will run to get to church. As it is written, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Oh, when the gates are open, the crowds will stream in. Yes. But because we know, therefore we do and we practice, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we're one step ahead. Whether the devil plans whatever the devil wants to plan, we follow the Lord. There's enough revelation in the Lord. So I want to go to this verse here, because I also want to pray for you out there and rebuke that spirit of fear and pray 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, that says that we have the spirit of faith. And so therefore, if we have the spirit of faith, I had to pray for the impartation of the spirit of faith. And so let's just read this verse. There are two major keys in this. Hebrews 10, 19. All my life, I've been praying according to these verses. The royal prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And then, of course, this here, Hebrews 10, 19. I always call it God's protocol, but notice the keys here. Hebrews 10, verse 19, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. There it is. Relationship is done by the blood of Jesus. Impartation is done of the Holy Spirit of faith. Once relationship is restored by faith with God, impartation happens, the spirit of faith. Now we believe, therefore we speak. But what do we speak? What the world speaks? No. We speak. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. My dear friends, it says here, enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. If you're at home, wherever you are, say the blood of Jesus. By new and a living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, which is his flesh, we enter in to the body of Christ now. Through the veil which is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. There it is. Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure waters, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And the Bible tells us, if any man draws back, says God, my soul has no pleasure in him. My dear friends, do you today have the spirit of faith or the spirit of fear? I haven't even got into blood. I read some medical stuff on the power of blood per se. And that's a revelation. I think I must go on in there in tonight's service. I just flow on. From this point, I now get into the power of blood, just blood. That you may know when there's a blood covenant just how powerful it really is. You need that revelation to strengthen you. But if you've got a spirit of fear, it's time for that thing to go. So therefore, wherever you are, first thing we need to do is make sure that you're saved. Now the Bible says, if your name is not written in the book of life, then there is the eternal damnation and even the second death. Revelation chapter 20 from verse number 11 that awaits such people that do not have faith and have never been saved by the power of the blood of Jesus. Just one drop of the blood of Jesus will completely set you free. So therefore, you need your name written in the book of life. If you're at home, bow your head wherever you are. Let's pray this together. I'll pray with you. And I'll just say these words. According to the Bible, you say that after me. According to the Bible, everybody now, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe in my heart that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Therefore, I am saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for filling me with Holy Spirit and writing my name in the book of life. Please save me, Lord. I believe in Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of my Savior. I have faith in the Word of God and the power of the blood covenant that I have with God in Christ Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Now fill me with the Holy Spirit. I become and am a temple of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Well, bless you all. This has been the first service. And then, of course, we're going to have a second service. And that is at 10 o'clock, like this one. And then, of course, tonight, you can also log in. And that's going to be a big one because I want to really get in on this thing of the blood. I was amazed when I read some medical reports and medical research about the blood, what the blood stands for if you convert it into spiritual substance, so to speak, spiritual truth. So revelation comes to you from the blood. And that'll be then specifically for tonight's service that I'll go there and then go on from there. So God bless you, and I pray the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his countenance over you and grant you peace and prosperity and wellness and healing. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for the impartation now. Wherever anybody is in the range of my voice, let them receive the spirit of faith and speak words of faith. For it is written, death and life is in the power of the tongue. We speak life, not death. We believe, therefore we receive. Through Jesus Christ's name and all God's people, wherever you are, said, amen. God bless you.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.